Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today comes from Proverbs 1 and verse 7, and it reads, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." The book of Proverbs is an array of a collection of wise words and relevant instruction encapsulated in such a way that will practically help in your daily living. It covers many different themes such as marriage, social behavior, friendship, justice, folly, poverty, wealth, family, love, laziness, and some warnings on the dangers of drinking alcohol and sexual infidelity. Its overall purpose, in my view, is to give you practical nuggets to help you win every day in life as you navigate life and apply the principles. A portion of today's text states that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Knowledge is awareness of facts, either about yourself, others, or things in general. The trigger of true knowledge is the fear of the Lord. When you do not fear the Lord, some things about yourself, others, or things in general will be kept away from you. The fear of the Lord will ultimately lead you to wisdom. It is important to understand the sense in which the word fools is used in this text of scripture. The word rendered fools denotes one who is morally deficient and to be perverse. It is often characterized by qualities such as despising wisdom, mocking even when guilty of a thing, being quarrelsome, and to be licentious. The wise person in this sense, therefore, is someone who is morally sound. Proverbs 8:13 declares, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate." The fool does not hate evil. In fact, the fool takes pride in doing evil. And this is what accounts for his moral deficiency and perverse ways. The truly wise person from the Lord's perspective is one who fears him. Job 28:28 declares, "And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." The fear of the Lord will cause you to not only hate evil, but you will also depart from it. It is the manifestation of the spirit of wisdom to not only hate evil, but to also depart from it. Wisdom has many faculties, some of which are knowledge, understanding, discretion, prudence, and discernment. Wisdom is a fountain of life that is profitable to promote, protect, preserve, and prosper you as long as you yield to its word, will, and ways. Embrace the winning way of wisdom. Embrace the intelligent instruction of wise counsel. It will do you good and bring you to the place of your greatest strength and advantage in your life and destiny. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because you are the all-wise God. I receive grace to walk, function, and operate in godly wisdom all the days of my life. I receive and welcome the spirit of wisdom into my life. I walk, function, and operate in knowledge, understanding, discretion, prudence, and discernment. I drink and profit from the fountain of divine wisdom. I am promoted, protected, preserved, and prosperous to the glory of God in all that I do from this day forward. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua Mashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com, using next steps as the subject so that I can help you grow further into maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. Or simply copy the link and paste in your browser and it will take you there. If you were blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeyeku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.